Well, good morning, beloved children of God. It is indeed a joy for us to be together in the house of the Lord, and it is so wonderful to see this church filled with all your beautiful, shining faces on God's day that He has created for us this morning. There'll be an order of a ritual of friendship that will be passed down through the aisle. If you please put your name in there. If you're our guest this morning and come to see us, you're in for a real treat. We're in here for spirit-filled worship. You've got world-class musicians and singers here. We're going to bring praise and glory to God this morning. There is a lot of us here this morning, and we have run out of some of these. So as Jesus called us to love one another and love our neighbors, we'll do that by sharing one of these also. If you don't have one, your neighbor will share this with you. A lot going on in the life of the church this week. You'll notice up in the upper, there's only one Christmas tree, so you'll make a run for it after church. There's one left. So let's center our hearts and our minds for worship this morning.
In those bulletins that Bill mentioned, you will find a Christmas affirmation, and it is a responsive reading. So I will begin, and if you will respond with what is in bold. Christmas is a gift of love wrapped in human flesh and tied securely with the strong promises of God.
Christmas is glory to God, goodwill to man, and joy to the world.
Christmas is peace on earth for those who accept it and live in unity with God's will.
Christmas is a man on duty tending sheep or machine who senses the outward call and stops to worship.
Christmas is a tall green tree which serves as festive altar for any household which discovers the true meaning behind it all.
Christmas is a ringing bell, calling the distraught humanity to gladness and hope.
Christmas is a glowing hearth gently placed in the winter of man's loneliness.
Christmas is an altar to which man can bring his heartache for comfort, his lostness for guidance, and his sin for forgiveness.
Christmas is the sparkle of anticipation and the steady light of faith in the eyes of a little child as he hears the old, old story.
Christmas is the shining star of hope in the sky of all mankind.
Christmas is more than words can tell, for it is a matter for the heart to receive, believe, and understand.
We believe, dear Lord, we believe.
If you would, go ahead and turn to number 246. We only have one page of Joy to the World printed. I know many of you probably know it by heart, but if you'll turn to number 246, and we'll continue to worship the Lord by singing Joy to the World. And if you will stand as you are able as we lift our voices in praise.
Thank you.
we light this candle as a symbol of Christ, the way may the word sent from God through the prophets lead us to the way of salvation.
John the Baptist was in the wilderness calling for the people to be baptized to show that they were changing their hearts and lives and wanted God to forgive their sins.
In your order of worship, there are a number of names that are listed here, but throughout this week, let's keep these people in prayer, that God will sustain them through the difficulties that they're going through. Are there other names that you all would like to lift up in prayer this morning?
Tanner.
Linda.
Tom.
Julie. Susan. Kenny and David. Any silent prayers you would like to lift your hand for? Let's go to our Father in prayer. Gracious and loving Father, we come before you with grateful hearts this morning. Thank you for your presence in our life. The gift of life you've given us a future with because of your Son, Jesus. Father, we lift up these names that have been printed in this order of worship, these names that have been read aloud, and those that are close to our hearts that are unspoken, Father, but you know who they are and what they are enduring. Father, we ask for healing wherever possible. We ask for peace for those in need. Father, as your children, as your followers, equip us and strengthen us to go into this world and to carry your Christ light into the world, to love others and to proclaim you. Father, thank you for the gift of music that we shared this morning in celebration of your love, that all that we do here bring glory to you. Father, please hear the prayer now that Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our time of offering this morning. If you ever spend any time in Memorial Hospital, you know at every elevator there's a sign. Even in the basement, there's a sign by the elevator. Have you said thank you, God, today? As we prepare our hearts to give back our tithes and our offerings, this is our expression of thanks back to God for all that he has given us. Let us pray. Gracious Father, thank you for all the provision in our lives. Please accept back our tithes and our offerings this morning. We love you. Take these resources and multiply them for your kingdom purpose. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all humankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
Thank you.
The Christmas story began long before Jesus was born. The scriptures are filled with detailed predictions, voices from history declaring that a Savior was on the way. The prophet Isaiah wrote that God would bring comfort to all people, that a voice would be heard in the wilderness, a voice of one calling, "Prepare the way for the Lord." Around 2,000 years ago, events began to unfold, signaling the Messiah was on the way. An angel first appeared to a young girl named Mary and told her she was chosen to bring the promised Savior into the world. An angel also appeared to her betrothed husband, informing him of Mary's great destiny. Just before Mary was due to deliver her child, she and Joseph learned that they had to take a long journey required by the Roman tax census. When they arrived in Bethlehem, there were no rooms left, only a stable. It was night in that stable, and the miracle birth took place. Mary wrapped her firstborn son in cloths and placed him in the only cradle available.
Oh,
He came to earth from heaven, our God and Lord of all. His shelter was a stable, his cradle was a stall. For the poor and meek and lowly, he came to earth, our Savior holy. As the newborn king lay there in the manger, the world around him began to change. The Bible tells of a strange light in the heavens, of an angel appearing to shepherds, leaving their sheep, and hurrying away to see the child. On that holiest of nights, in the tiny town of Bethlehem, the course of history was forever altered.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and the soul felt its worth, a thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, holy night, night, oh night divine, when Christ was born.
When they arrived in Bethlehem, the shepherds found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they began spreading the word, and everyone was amazed by what they were saying. The shepherds returned to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard, which was just as they had been told.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We have heard the Christmas story proclaimed today in song so beautifully and powerfully. What a blessing. Every year, the Christmas story is proclaimed in our churches, in many of our homes, and other places as well. With this story of Christ's birth being proclaimed every single year, we may fall into taking this wonderful story for granted. So I want to ask an even deeper question this year. The title of this cantata is "Have You Heard?" But there's a deeper question that I want to ask. We have heard indeed the message of Christ's birth today, the coming of the Son of God in the flesh to save the world, to show the depth of divine love by being born as a vulnerable baby in Bethlehem. God coming to save the world and to save and transform you and me. So here's the deeper question. Not just have you heard, but have you listened? Have you listened to the Christmas story? Have you listened to the story with your hearts? And most importantly, have you taken this story to heart? The final verse of one of the songs we've heard today says it so well. The final verse of "O Little Town of Bethlehem," may this be our prayer so that we can truly turn our hearts and lives to Jesus. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. May we continue listening to the story with our hearts as this cantata now continues and concludes.
Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now thy gracious kingdom bring. By thine own eternal spirit, rule in all our hearts alone. By thine all-sufficient merit, raise us to thy glorious throne.
Should pray to
again. We have heard the Christmas story. As we go from this place, may we continue to listen to God's story with our hearts and with our lives, not just during this season, but from now on for all eternity. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, let God's people say, Amen.